The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.
Pardon the interruption, but I'm Mike Wilbon in Denver, where the NBA Finals are set to begin tonight at 8:30 Eastern.
I'm Tony Kornheiser in my home, where bedtime is set to begin tonight at 8:43 Eastern. So if Miami or Denver want to keep me watching, roll something out there quick. Make it good, make it quick.
Yeah, I don't know that you'll make it to the first timeout.
Well, they should stop with the timeouts. Didn't we discuss that yesterday?
Yeah, we did.
7-2. Get rid of these timeouts. Welcome to PTI, boys and girls. In today's episode, the Pistons hire Monty Williams. Rose Zhang makes her pro debut. And Kendrick Perkins joins us for 5 good minutes. But we begin today with the NBA Finals. Yesterday on this high-quality program, Brian Windhorst told us the Miami Heat have won the last 6 Game 1s they've played over 2 years. Wilbon, what chance do you give Miami of stealing tonight's game one in Denver?
Ooh, I like that, Tony. Zero in on tonight's game. I'm thinking that Miami's going to win tonight. Tonight, game one. And then we'll see. They've been able to get out front of people and not trailing in series, and that has helped greatly this run they're on, Tony. So, look, there's so many things working against Miami. Having to play game one on the road at altitude here in Denver, where that, you know, presents a real problem. Having to deal with the guy that I think is the best player in the world, Nikola Jokic, and a team that is every bit as connected. You know, with the Celtics, we talk about the disconnect. The coach, Joe Mazzulla, was even asked about a disconnect, and he acknowledged there was one even while they were making a deep run in the playoffs. They don't have that with Denver. Denver seems to have it all, including the best record and the best sort of playoff season so far. There's nothing Cinderella about it like Miami's. But I think the Heat can win tonight. They're not going to be rusty. They played and they only had a couple of days rest. A couple is an appropriate amount of time to rest to me. I got Miami taking a 1-0 lead, and I got Denver winning the series in 5 or 6 games. But I want to see what happens if Miami puts some pressure on them and wins tonight.
Okay, so what we're talking about is advantages and disadvantages, perceived advantages and disadvantages. I believe that altitude is a big advantage for Denver.
Yeah.
They're 8-0 in the playoffs this year. That's got to be one of the reasons. I would think that Miami would have a better chance in game two when they became a little bit more acclimated to the altitude. But I believe that 10 days off is a terrible disadvantage for Denver.
Yeah, it's a long time.
I mean, I know that there are statistics will say that I am wrong, but I think when you take 10 days off, you can't simulate a game in practice. I think your legs go soft. I think psychologically you may think you're ready to play the game, but you may not be. Denver will have home court, which matters, and home fans, which matter, but I'm not certain it can overcome what I perceive to be a big disadvantage, which is that kind of rest. Mike, I often tell you that the game one is the least important game in a 7-game series. I'm going to go against myself now. I actually think Miami needs to win this game because I think if they lose this game, Mike, I think it's a 5-game series. I think it's easier for Denver to win in Miami than Miami to win in Denver.
Yeah, I pretty much agree with you down the line there, Tony. Miami's such an appealing story. Even though you don't think of them as a Cinderella, my God, they're Pat Riley, Eric Spoelstra's in the finals, it seems, every couple of years. Jimmy Butler's been great in the playoffs for years, and yet you look at Miami and say, wow, they're David in this equation of David and Goliath. So I'm intrigued and can't wait to see it. Meanwhile, in other NBA news, Monty Williams just landed the biggest coaching contract in NBA history. The former Suns coach accepted a 6-year, $78.5 million deal from the Detroit Pistons. Pistons haven't had a winning season since 2016. So with this hire, Tony, should we expect the Detroit Pistons to now win?
Well, I don't think they're going to win the NBA title next year, and I'm not certain they'll even win a playoff game. But the only reason you hire Monty Williams and pay him like $13 or $14 million a year. It's an extraordinary sum of money. It's because you watched what he did in Phoenix, and he won right away with a young team. Pistons have a young team. I believe that the team he took over had won 19 games. And then the next year, and let me get this right, they won 34 games. That's plus 15 in 1 year. And the next year, they won 51 games, and they went to the finals. Now, Detroit won 17 last year. Their last 4 years, I believe, are 17, 23, 20, and 20. They stink, okay? They're terrible. Yeah. So you're going to pay this guy that much money. You expect him to win, I think, right away. I think they expect 30 to 35 games right away. And I don't know about their personnel. I know they got Cade Cunningham, right, who was a number one draft choice. I don't know that he's as good as what Phoenix had that Monty Williams walked into, but we're going to see. I think that's the expectation.
Tony, if that's the expectation, I think they're sadly mistaken. Look, this is a players' league, and coaches do matter. I'm not one of those people like Lebatard who thinks that coaching doesn't matter. Coaching matters enormously. And Monty Williams, what he did in Phoenix to take them from 19 to really playing well in the bubble, were they something like undefeated in the bubble, and then go to the finals. And, you know, and Ayton undermined Monty Williams and that whole team largely. But he had Devin Booker. And I'm not sure that Cade Cunningham is going to be equal to Devin Booker, even though he's got to be in the same role. And that's what you mentioned about players. They got some young pieces. They're pieces, Tone. And there are too many good teams. There's so many good teams out there. Man, I wish the best for Monty Williams, who I've paid attention to like you, since he was in high school in Washington, D.C. And you want Monty Williams to be the face and soul of your organization. Yeah, good for him.
$78 million.
You got to say yes to that.
If you don't think you can win a lot of games right away, you didn't have to spend that kind of money. You could have gotten me for $100,000, and I could have lost. Come on, let's move on.
Again, it's a players' league. I don't know. It's going to take them a while. It ain't going to happen overnight.
The NBA draft declaration period is now over. Oscar Tshiebwe of Kentucky, the college player of the year 2 years ago, is staying in the draft, even though ESPN's draft rankings list Tshiebwe 75th in a 60-player draft. Meanwhile, Zach Edey of Purdue, the reigning college player of the year, opted out of the draft and will return to Purdue. Wilbon, which is the more interesting decision to you?
Well, for me, and a bias comes from growing up 100 miles from, you know, Lafayette, Indiana, and watching Purdue and being a Big Ten guy, and it's Edey. And Edey, with his size and this throwback sort of way he plays, which would have made him the first overall pick without question for the first 50 years of the NBA, but now leaves people saying, I don't know if he can play in today's NBA. All of that fascinates me, Tony, and I've watched Edey play a lot, so that fascinates me. Tshiebwe, look, you can get a terrific player now, 13th, 15th. Oh, wait, Joker was chosen like 41st. Jimmy Butler, last pick of the first round. So you can find players later. Maybe one of these guys will fit the bill. They both are interesting, but Edey, for me, is fascinating, compelling.
Yeah, Edey is an old-time center in a new-time league. When you watch him, he looks a little slow. I think he can benefit by going back to college. All the other starters are going back. They want to get rid of that stain, whereas a number one seed, they were beaten by a 16 seed, Fairleigh Dickinson. So if he has a real good year and gets quicker, that would help him. He's now projected like 47th or something like that. Tshiebwe ought to go now. He's 23. He's going to be 24 in November. He's played 4 years of college at West Virginia and Kentucky. Pro scouts know who he is. Like, you're getting into your peak earning years. You got to go now. It's not going to get any better if you return to college. But with Edey, it could get better, don't you think? I mean, he could have a good year.
I think it could.
It could.
And I think it could, Tony. And it's interesting. I think Purdue's going to be ranked number one in the country when they start.
Well, they were
and
this
maybe
year.
They can have the same kind of turnaround Virginia had when Virginia lost to a 16.
And then they
came
won
back
the
and
tournament.
Won the whole thing. Yeah, so I can see that. And Edey will be at the center of that literally and figuratively.
Let's take a break. Coming up, we will ask Kendrick Perkins how he would defend Nikola Jokic.
We'll also ask him how he explains Jimmy Butler playing so crazy well in the playoffs.
I don't know. I mean, maybe I'm crazy to think this, but I think it's a must game for Miami. I honestly do.
Yeah, you don't want to go 2-0 down to this team. They're too good.
Pardon the Interruption is presented by Corona. Please drink responsibly. Part of Happy Hour.
PTI fans, listen up. Have you heard you can listen to episodes of this very show ad-free on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership? That's right. All your favorite PTI episodes can be heard on Amazon Music ad-free. But that's not all. You can listen to other top podcasts like The Low Post and First Take ad-free as well. They also have your favorite shows like The Daily, Part of My Take, and Up First, all without ads. You know what this means? Uninterrupted listening, so no more cliffhangers. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts, so we know they definitely have something for you. And it's already included in your Prime membership. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app for free or go to Amazon.com/PTI. That's Amazon.com/PTI to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Welcome back to Pardon the Interruption, presented by Corona, part of Happy Hour.
Let's get back into the NBA Finals with our great friend from NBA Today, Mr. Kendrick Perkins. And the first question is a personal question. It draws on the fact that you played in the league and you're big. How would you guard Nikola Jokic? How would you do it?
Tony, I don't know why you put me in this fire, but I'm gonna say this to you. I've guarded a lot of great bigs in my career, from Dwight Howard to Rasheed Wallace, KG, even when he was on Minnesota, Yao Ming, some real talented bigs. Hell, I even had the responsibility of guarding Shaq, an older Shaq, by myself when he was in Cleveland. I've never had to guard a guy like Jokic. And if I did have to guard him, if I was in this series, one, I don't need no other responsibilities. Don't ask me to rebound. Don't ask me to set screens. Don't ask me to do nothing else but solely focus on guarding this man. And I would just meet him early when he crossed half court. I would just make sure I stay connected to him at all times because he is a unique big. They run pin downs for him at times and things to that nature, cross screens. So I have to make sure that all my focus and attention is on him. But the worst thing that you could do is lose sight of him and lose contact of him. You have to be connected to him at all times and accept the challenge of physicality. Most centers, right, they don't get an opportunity to have 5 or 6 crab dribbles on a low block. But because of his ability to pass the ball, you have to respect that and you can't send help. So it's like mano a mano. You have to man up and take the hit and be able to take the punch.
Kendrick, I'm going to follow up just for a second on that. Is he the best player in the world right now, Jokic?
I think we have to go ahead and crown him as the best player in the world. You don't average a triple-double throughout the course of the playoffs and dominate the way that he did without crowning him the best player. We have talked about two individuals, right, that he's went against and have really, like, he's made them look basically like non-existent. When you talk about DeAndre Ayton, he's probably about to force Phoenix to trade him, and Anthony Davis. Like, he made AD look bad. No one makes Anthony Davis look bad, not to this standpoint. So he is the best player in the league. I have to give Jokic that.
You have a lot of playoff experience, as we just talked about. You wear a championship ring. So I want to ask you about Jimmy Butler, who is a pretty good player in the regular season and a damn good player, I dare say, great in the postseason. Perk, how do you explain the jump in the playoffs and the way he's able to perform?
Well, I think it's about the perfect marriage Will Bourne, when you think about it, if you take Michael Jordan and the Miami Heat and they had a baby, you get Jimmy Butler. You get Jimmy Butler. This guy is built for the postseason. When you talk about a guy that is averaging 22 points per game while wearing a Miami Heat jersey, the only guy that has a higher average than him is LeBron James. He's second most in triple-doubles in the Heat jersey. He is a top five player when he puts on that uniform. And when you look out and when you look at how he elevates his game with the personnel around him, that speaks volumes, especially who he went against this postseason. Jimmy Butler, you can't explain that except it's all a mentality, an underdog mentality. From where he grew up from in Tomball, Texas, from being underrated, going, getting drafted second round, things of that nature. Every single season, I want you to think about this. Every single season, we start off these polls and who would you build a franchise around, what guys pick to be the favorite for as the MVP. We never mentioned Jimmy Butler. And every single postseason, he have a performance like he's having right now for the last 4 or 5 years.
Amen to that, all of that. Let me ask you about Denver. You played games in Denver. How real is the altitude problem for people who are just coming out here from, say, sea level, like Miami?
Oh, it's a real thing. It's a real thing. The great thing about it is that Miami been out there for about 3 or 4 days. So they didn't got an opportunity to scrimmage. I know they didn't got up and down. I know guys that ran some sprints, ran on the treadmill. But it's a real thing out there. You know, usually when guys run out pregame, they go out about, the team runs out about 19 or 18 on the clock. When you in Denver, you're like, oh, we getting out there with 26 on the clock. We want 26 minutes because they want to get a good sweat. You actually see guys at half court running some line sprints. Like, you got to get adjusted to that altitude, but it's a real thing. It's a real thing. And if you're not mentally prepared, it can affect you not only mentally but physically.
We'll get you out of here on this, and you got to help us by doing it in under 15 seconds. Which way are you leaning right now, Miami or Denver? Which way?
I'm going with the Heat. Why would it stop now? They were the underdogs against Milwaukee. They spanked them. They were the underdogs against the Knicks. They spanked them. And they were the underdogs against the Boston Celtics. And they rolled them up like a yoga mat. So why would it stop now?
Thank you, Perk. Thank you, Perk.
Appreciate you.
All right, thank y'all.
Let's take one last break. Still to come, Tom Brady responds to the speculation that he could play again.
And Rose Zhang makes her pro debut on the LPGA Tour. We're going to tell you how she did, because we're sort of Rose fans. We really are.
Rolled you up like a yoga mat.
Like a yoga mat.
I like that.
That's great.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Electric E-Bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Electric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus, Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Pardon the Interruption is presented by Corona. Please drink responsibly. Part of Happy Hour.
Happy time, people. Happy 54th birthday, Tony Bennett. Not Tony Bennett the singer. He's 96. Tony Bennett, the basketball coach at Virginia. He won the national championship in 2019 over Texas Tech. So he's got a ring. and 6 ACC regular season championships, and a 410-158 coaching record, which is outstanding. But he has had some terrible tournament losses. In 2018, Virginia became the first number one seed to lose to a 16, the University of Maryland, Baltimore County. In 2021 and 2023, Virginia lost first round games as a 4 seed to 13s, Ohio and Furman. These are losses that haunt your dreams. By the way, Bennett played college ball for his father, Dick, at Wisconsin Green Bay, and he was a backup guard in the NBA for parts of 3 seasons, 152 games with Charlotte.
Tony, those losses are not. If Bennett was a free agent right now, and I was a college president, I'd be telling my AD, you better get him on the next private plane to this campus, because the short list, he's at the very top of the shortest of lists of college coaches I would want representing my school and my team.
Totally agree. Totally agree. Happy anniversary, Johan Santana. On this day 11 years ago, Santana threw the first no-hitter in the 51 years of the New York Mets franchise. It took him 134 pitches in his 11th start after returning from shoulder injury. The no-hitter earned him the nickname Nohan. Santana wasn't the same afterwards. He re-injured his shoulder before the 2013 season and never again pitched in the majors, saying philosophically, quote, your career can end in one pitch at the beginning of your career, or 10 years later, or 20 years later, unquote. Santana's career ended after his 12th year. It is hard to believe Santana remains the only Mets pitcher to throw a complete game no-hitter. Not Seaver, not Kuzman, not Ryan, not Gooden, not DeGrom.
And I don't even associate Santana with the Mets. Is that the first thing I come up with? The Twins, certainly, Tony. It was a burst, but a brilliant burst, man. When he was out there, you wanted to see him pitch.
Mets fan all my life. One no-hitter, and it's not Seaver. Seaver's was with Chicago, I believe. Happy trails to the notion Rose Zhang will be lucky to make the cut. Zhang birdied 18 to card a 2-under-70 at Liberty National today in her first round as a professional golfer. Zhang arrived on the LPGA Tour with an immaculate resume that includes back-to-back NCAA titles at Stanford, championships in the women's amateur, the girls amateur, and the Augusta National Women's Amateur. Zhang won 12 titles at Stanford. That's one more than Tiger Woods and in fewer tournaments. Zhang had been the number one ranked woman amateur the last 33 months. She had it as low as 3-under today before picking up some bogeys on the back nine. But her birdie putt on 18 put her in fifth place when she finished. Hello, world.
Yeah, what a debut. And she is joining, Tony, a field of women internationally with some big stars and great players. I love watching the LPGA now.
I got to watch her, you know, at Columbia Country Club, where she won the U.S. Girls Amateur, which is great to watch. One update. Oh, okay. I made a mistake. Tom Seaver's no-hitter was with the Reds. But it won with the Mets. I knew it wasn't with the Mets. Let's go to the big finish.
Let's
Celtics president Brad Stevens said today that Joe Mazzulla will return as coach. What are your thoughts?
He'll have the time, Tony, that he didn't have. Things like, oh, training camp, which would help anybody. And it's tough to think about coaching without it. That's what he had to do this year. Tom Brady told SI that he's certain he's not playing again. Case closed. I know it is for me.
Yeah, probably. But I love talking about it. Give me a few months. The Penguins hired Kyle Dubas as president of hockey operations. Good fit?
He's a former GM of the Maple Leafs who drafted Matthews and Nylander and signed Tavares and did a lot of good things with personnel, Tony. PSG's coach confirmed that Lionel Messi is gone after Saturday's finale. Where?
Saudi Arabia. They got Ronaldo to get him. Last one. The Rockies put your boy Chris Bryant back on the injured list. Your thoughts?
Just 10 homers and 31 runs batted in 2 years for the Rockies. Like a ghost. I hope he gets well.
We're out of time. We will try to do better the next time. I'm Tony Kornheiser.
I'm Mike Wilbon. Same time tomorrow, knuckleheads. Check out NBA Countdown tonight on ABC and the Deuce. Wall-to-wall ball. Here's SportsCenter.
You going to put a tie on for that show?
Yeah.